Raven was as tough as they come, and utterly fearless. The robbery sanctioned by Taken or not, he struck back. He slew the villains, among them the Limpers' most competent people. Then our path kept crossing the Limpers, each time something worsened the weather between us. In the confusion after Juniper, Limper thought to settle with us. I engineered an ambush. He charged in. I would have bet anything I killed him. I tell you, at that moment, I was as rattled as I ever have been. I was on the precipice of panic. One Eye noticed. Don't get hysterical, Croaker. We survived him before. He's one of the old ones, idiot. One of the real Taken. From times when they had real wizards. And he's never really been allowed to go full speed at us before, and with all that help. 8 Taken and 5 armies to assault the Plain of Fear. Seldom were there more than 70 of us here in the hole. My head filled with terrible visions. Those Taken might be second-rate, but there were so many. Their fury would fire the plain. Whisper and the Limper have campaigned here before. They are not ignorant of the plain's perils. In fact, Whisper battled here both as a rebel and as Taken. She won most of the most famous battles of the Eastern War. Reason reasserted itself, but did little to brighten tomorrow. Once I thought, I reached the inescapable conclusion that Whisper knows the plain too well. Might even have allies out here. Darling touched my shoulder. That was more calming than any words from friends. Her confidence is contagious. She signed, "Now we know," and smiled. Still, time has become a hanging hammer about to fall. The long wait for the comet has been rendered irrelevant. We have to survive right now. Trying for a bright side, I said, "The Limper's true name is somewhere in my document collection." But that recalled my problem. "Darling, the specific document I want is not there." She raised an eyebrow. Unable to speak, she has developed one of the most expressive faces I've ever seen. "We have to have a sit-down, when you have time, to go over exactly what happened to those papers while Raven had them. Some are missing. They were there when I turned them over to Soulcatcher. They were there when I got them back from her. I am sure they were there when Raven took them. What happened to them later?" "Tonight," she signed, "I will make time." She seemed distracted suddenly. "Because I mentioned Raven. He meant a lot to her, but you'd think the edge would be off by now. Unless there was more to the story than I knew. And that was plenty possible. I really have no idea what their relationship became in the years after Raven left the company. His death certainly bothers her still. Because it was so pointless. I mean, after surviving everything the Shadow threw his way, he drowned in a public bath. The lieutenant says there are nights she cries herself to sleep. He does not know why, but he suspects Raven is at the root. I have asked her about those years when they were on their own, but she will not tell the tale. The emotional impression I get is one of sorrow and grave disappointment." She pushed her troubles away now, turned to Tracker and his mutt. Behind them, the men Elmo caught on the bluff squirmed. Their turn was coming. They knew the reputation of the Black Company. But we did not get to them, nor even to Tracker and Toadkiller Dog, for the watch above shrieked another alert. This was getting tiresome. The rider crossed the stream as